Cheers.
Manjaval, cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. And, of course, we're going to have a drink, but you've been searching high and low in Michigan for new products.
That's right. I like to look around and see what I can find. And this is one of the most unique products that I've come across recently, and it is a Michigan-made sweet vermouth.
Oh, that is new. Is one of the wineries, or where did it come from?
That's right, one of the wineries. It's Bregman Brothers from up in the Leelanau Peninsula, and they're making this out of 100% Michigan-grown Chamberson grapes. And then they're also using some Leelanau maple syrup to sweeten it up, and then herbs and botanicals from all over the world to make it into vermouth.
How's it compare to other vermouths that you've had?
It's definitely a little bit fruitier, which I really enjoy, but it seems to work well in a variety of vermouth cocktails, and we're going to make one today.
Okay, what are we mixing?
Well, one of the things we've talked about before is how vermouth is wine and you need to store it in the refrigerator and use it up quickly because, like other wines, it is going to go bad. So I wanted to do a drink today that used a significant amount of vermouth because this is a good way to help you use up your bottle. So this drink is called the Rum Dandy Shim, and it is a variant on a classic cocktail called the Rum Dandy. And what the shim part means is that it is designed to be a low alcohol cocktail.
So what do you mean by low alcohol cocktail?
So this has become an increasing trend. People want to go out to a cocktail bar and enjoy a drink or two or maybe even three, but they don't want to suffer the consequences the next morning or worry about driving home afterwards. And so many bars are starting to come up with drinks that have lower alcohol. So here we have a full ounce of our sweet vermouth, which is a low alcohol product, and then just half an ounce of a rum agricole from the Martinique, which are French islands in the Caribbean. And half an ounce of lime juice, a couple dashes of absinthe, and just a bar spoon of a demerara syrup.
So this is basically not much more alcohol content than a glass of wine.
That's right, a little bit more because the sweet vermouth is fortified and the rum is, of course, a full-strength spirit, but it's only half an ounce. So it definitely won't impact you like, say, a Manhattan or an old-fashioned would.
Well, shall we taste it?
Yes.
I see what you mean by fruitier. You really can taste the grape in it.
Right, but not in a grape juice kind of way.
No, not at all.
What I really like about it is that you can really kind of taste the dryness and a little bit of astringency, which is like a drying effect in your mouth that comes from the sweet vermouth. And for me, that just makes it a really nice, refreshing drink that's a little bit different.
Well, thanks for finding a Michigan sweet vermouth for us.
I'm really happy about it. I'm sure it'll make repeat appearances on future Cheers.